Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're pressing on to Psalms. We're up to the 35th Psalm right now. And this is a Psalm that starts with that of David phrase. And it really means a Psalm of David. King James, New American Standard, translated that way. But it's just declaring, hey, David wrote this. And listen what he said here. It's somewhat a Psalm of lament, but it's a Psalm where David's crying out for God to help him to do something. The first phrase shows us, 35:1, contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. So from the very beginning, we see what's going on. There's some contention and there's some fighting going on. We face the same thing. Okay, whether it be individual or within our families and our friends, or even as a people of a particular area, whether it be a city or a town or a county or a state or a nation, there are those that will contend against us. And we have a decision to make in the contention. Right now, at the time of our recording right here, we've had several episodes of things that are happening at the national level. It's the end of March 2024, and there are going to be many, many more of these things. I'm convinced of it, that there will be, particularly the next 6 to 7 months, things that I don't even want to think about, honestly, you know, that could occur, okay, that way. You don't want to let your mind run rampant, for instance. What about this? What about that? And get entrapped and snared by the enemy with fear and that type of thing. But you want to be aware of stuff, and you want to be able to receive from the Lord, because the Lord, one of the gifts of the Spirit is a gift of discerning of spirits. Another one is a word of wisdom about a situation. Another is a word of knowledge. Okay, what do you do with the wisdom that's been received? And so I think the Lord is, I have no doubt about it, because the Lord tells us that nothing happens without God revealing it through his prophets. He reveals it through his body, what is occurring, what might occur even. And we have a lot of things that are happening, and these things are going to increase, because there's people who contend with us. There's people who fight with us. Now, for the most part, our minds go immediately to the enemies from without. Okay? Enemies from without. But I tell you what, the greatest situation we've got are enemies from within. Okay, enemies from within. Right now, the enemies from within are actually empowering the enemies from without. Okay, they're empowering them. They're actually paying them to do what they're doing. And if you don't believe that, well, I can't convince you, but just pay attention. Okay, pay attention. Take off, you know, the filters that you're functioning in. And just look and see what's happening. Pay attention to it. And you'll find out that the enemies from within are really the ones that are the most dangerous. This is nothing new. Those of y'all that have been in the military or, you know, several other things like that, when you swear an oath of allegiance, you swear to protect from enemies, foreign and domestic, enemies from without, enemies from within. And the enemies that we have from within, nothing new, okay? We are in a situation to where it's being revealed more and more. The veil's being torn off, and we're able to see some things. I personally think that is of God. However it comes about, that God's allowing that to where we can see some things. But the domestic thing is a serious thing. It's a serious contention. It's a serious fighting against the people. Of fighting against the people. So what does David say? David says, contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. And I believe, that's the reason I'm spending a little time on this first verse here. I believe this should be our stance, guys, okay? That we say, Lord, I need you to contend with those who are contending with me. Those who are fighting with me and fighting against me, Lord, I need you to fight against them. That doesn't mean that we sit on our front porch and swing and don't do anything. Say, well, God's going to fight and God's going to take care of it. No, no, no. That's not what I'm talking about. But what is being said is that, Lord, I am inadequate in this. Lord, I'm just falling into their trap. If I fight the way they fight, if I contend the way they contend, okay? Lord, there's a greater thing that's involved here, and that greater thing is you. So, Lord, what is it that you desire from me to do? So David states this from the get-go. Watch what he says in verse 2. Verse 2, he says, take hold of shield and buckler and rise up for my help. So he's about to describe, or he just started describing, the weapons of warfare, particularly defensive, but also offensive weapons of warfare. And he's saying, God, take that, okay, take that which I have and use it. Take hold of a shield and buckler and rise up for my help, to my aid. Verse 3, draw the spear and javelin against my pursuers. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. So he's saying what? God, will you please just contend with them? Will you fight with them? You take hold of the shield and buckler, and you draw the spear and the javelin against those who are pursuing me, which tells us that he's being pursued, that they're coming in after him, that he needs help. He says, God, do this against my pursuers and say to my soul, I am your salvation. Again, the soul, the seat of the emotions. We've seen this repeated a little bit of late. It's actually several things that are repeated here in the 33rd, 34th, and 35th Psalm right through here. For instance, we'll see in just a moment, well, maybe next episode, the angel of the Lord. And the angel of the Lord appears, I think, three times, at least two times, I know, but three times in the Psalms. And they're all right around these Psalms here in the 34th and 35th Psalm. So he's saying, God, say to my soul, I am your salvation. Lord, speak to my soul, to my emotions, that you are my salvation. God, I know it, but boy, my emotions are messing with me. Y'all ever been there? Yeah, of course you have. Yeah. And he says, Lord, say to my soul, I am your salvation. Uplift me like that. Then verse 4, let them be put to shame and dishonor who seek after my life. Let them be turned back and disappointed who devise evil against me. So he's saying, God, can you take care of these folks? The ones who seek after me, that seek after my life, that want to shame me, that want to humiliate me, those who plot calamity, that's how the lexicon translates it, who devise evil, plot calamity against me, will you please repulse them? Will you please put them to shame? Will you turn them away? And he starts talking to what degree? Verse 5, let them be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them away. Well, there's the angel of the Lord. Okay. So he's saying, be like the chaff. You know, when you throw the grain up there and the wind blows away the chaff, the useless stuff. Then verse 6, let their way be dark and slippery with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. So there we have that repeating kind of thing going on. The angel of the Lord in two verses, and we saw it in the previous psalm also. So he's saying, God, will you please seek the angel of the Lord after them? Let their way be dark. Let it be slippery. Let them not be able to flee from the angel of the Lord. Why is that? Verse 7, for without cause they hid their net from me. Without cause they dug a pit for my life. So out of all this, verse 8, let destruction come upon them when he does not know it. And let the net that he hid ensnare him. Let him fall into it, to his destruction. So he's saying, God, will you take the plans and the evil devices of the ones who have come against me? Will you use those and turn it against them and ensnare them? Yeah, this is the psalmist praying this way. Gives us some help, doesn't it? Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. We'll continue in the next episode. Goodbye.